last night.
When my mum passed away, my dad passed away, both a heart attack, and Ian just lost the house and all. I have brothers and sisters, but I don't get on with family. I was on the streets for 2.5 years before I came to the hospital. But then they're starting to put my head away. Right,
I just been released from jail yesterday, and I'm homeless. I walked out the gate with nothing.
Just by the traffic lights close to Custom House Square, a queue is forming. Most men have a bag with them.
What all have you got in there?
Yeah, it's clothes. It's clothes, toothbrush, socks, you know.
Some are choosing to take shelter inside Centenary House, but others are choosing to sleep on the streets.
I don't blame for all this that want to go in, because see in there, you're more worse off in there than you are on the streets, as we says. On the streets, you're more people come and talk to you. In there, you're not safe in there at all. There's people in there spend bait, hurt, and whatever else. And in the drugs in the place, it's just weight. Big thing.
These legal highs. Something needs to come about these legal highs.
Where are you seeing legal highs being taken?
Everywhere. You can go in there and get it if you want it. So you can get whatever you want in there.
You think I could go into this hostel now and buy drugs?
If you're a resident, yeah, no problem, no problem.
It's a lot of people don't want to go in a hospital because you're stuck with people that's on drugs, you know.
A lot of people, they see people on the streets and they think to themselves, there are social services out there. There are places to go.
I just been released from jail yesterday. I've got nothing. You know what I mean? How's that meant to stop crime? You know what I mean? I've not enough. There's nothing in place for me. You know, this is what it is now. You know, and that brings a lot of people back up the high risk of offending, and then they wonder why all the jails are packed.
You got out of prison yesterday. Where did you sleep last night?
Slept rough. So that nothing in place for me.
I'm only 20 and I'd rather stay on the street and give my bed up for someone else than...
20 years old?
No. I'm 21 next month. Family problems and drinking drugs and just the usual teenage life.
Mainly drugs for most of us.
Mainly drugs.
Do you find there's a lot of drugs inside hostels?
That's where you go to get them.
Don't know many places.
How can people who live on the streets afford to buy illegal highs?
Tapping. When I was homeless, it was just tapping, 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 because you have to tap.
What does tap mean?
Big, out in the streets. Have you any spare change for the homeless?
Claire Graham reporting. Well, the Salvation Army's Assistant Director for Homelessness, Malcolm Page, joins us. Good morning to you, Mr. Page.
Good morning. Good
Thomas
morning.
Townsend told us yesterday that the man who died felt safer sleeping rough on the streets than in Centenary House. Is that a picture you recognise?
No, it's not. I mean, we provide a range of services in Centenary House, and one of those, and some of the people you've heard from this morning and you heard from last night, are the people that we reach out to and provide accommodation for. I can fully understand how they feel, frustrated in their circumstances, and we heard from people who'd been released from prison, and that's the service that we provide. We've got robust processes in place within each of our services across the UK, where we'll take complaints, and if a service user makes allegations of which relate to kind of safety of and how they feel safe in our centres, then we'll investigate those, and we have done.
And have you found anything to bear out what has been claimed, not only in this programme, but on other programmes yesterday, that drugs are a big problem, legal highs in particular?
Across the UK and both out with and within our centres, legal highs and substance misuse and alcohol misuse are big issues for us. We've recently launched a programme which we call our harm reduction approach, which we've provided specialist training for staff. We've provided information for staff. We've provided special support for staff in how we can work with service users in managing this problem of legal highs.
And are you winning that battle? Is it making a difference?
I think it is. Yeah, we've got evidence to suggest that our approach is working. We have a zero tolerance approach to people using in our centres. However, that's at the time when people are most at need. And what we do is work with other agencies, other specialised drug and other harm reduction agencies to provide specialised support when people are at their most in need.
What do you mean by that? Is there a zero tolerance approach to drugs? Because your hostel is described as a high tolerance hostel. I'm a bit confused.
Well, when I say a zero tolerance, we acknowledge that, well, first of all, we say to people that we don't encourage drug use in the centre. The use of some drugs is illegal. And so what we do is we put in place strategies, we put in place support to try and encourage people, if they are using, to seek support and to seek advice and to seek assistance in this specialised area. We're not qualified as, and we don't provide a drug service, but what we do is work with other agencies who are qualified and who have that specialist work. But
if you see someone using drugs, or indeed, as it was suggested in that package, dealing drugs in your hostel, will you call the police?
Yes, we would. Yeah, we would call the police. We would, but we would continue to seek to support that individual if they are a user of substances. And legal highs are a real issue for us in society. It's not just in the Salvation Army. We're having to respond to that, and we're working with police and other authorities to put in place strategies, measures, training, support for staff, and also for service users, because the service users are the ones who are most at risk in this in that type of environment.
Malcolm Page, there we must leave it. But thank you for joining us. Malcolm,
thank
there,
you.
The Salvation Army's Assistant Director for Homelessness.